easy sugya. Okay, let's see. Says the Gemara, Haisa Gevoa Me'esrim Amma. Rashi tells us what's going on here. There's no statement or any amora or anything. Just out of the blue, Haisa Gevoa, case, and a halacha. So Rashi says, Piskei Shmuel Sein. What we're going to have here is a series of cases that were discussed in the Beis Medrash. Piskei Halacha Sein Shel Kol B'nei HaYeshiva. Shahayu B'midrash Shurabashi Shesedu HaGemara. And we're going to have cases and what was decided about these cases. So what do we have here? First case. Ha'isa Gevoa Me'asim Amma. It's all concerning the din of the Mishnah, that Sukkah, that's Gemala Me'asim Amma Psula. Suppose the following. The Sukkah was Gevoa Me'asim Amma. Ubala Ma'ata, the Kar Muksasos. Now you want to limit the halal of the Sukkah, the space of the Sukkah, which is Gemala Me'asim. How do you do it? By putting on the ground these karmaksasas, these mattresses, pillows, lo having mute. That does not constitute a mute. In other words, before we go on in terms of bito, what is going on here? What is the issue? Basically, we have a psul of lamala meyasrim, but we have, obviously, you have to figure out what is it. Definition of umal meyasrim from where to where, from the ground to the schach, and what's in the middle, that's called the halal hasukkah. So when is something considered to be part of the halal hasukkah, and when is it considered to be not part of the halal hasukkah? In other words, when I'm in the sukkah, right, that doesn't take away the shiur of esrim. I'm in the sukkah, I'm not part of the sukkah. I'm in the sukkah. The sukkah has to be defined in terms of what is the space, the airspace of the sukkah. Now, what the person's intending to do is to create a situation where you're not going to start measuring from what was the karka before, but rather from above the karmuksasas that he's placed on the karka. That means to say that where the karmuksasas are, that is no longer called, that it is in the halal sukkah. No, the halal sukkah is above that. Rashi says, "L'may gova halala michaf enosin bekarka isa lehagbia." So, on this case, we say, lo havi mute. Lo havi mute. That doesn't, it's not going to constitute a mute of the halal sukkah. In other words, what do we say here? The karmic sources are in the halal, so halal sukkah starts from below it. It happens to be in the earth, based on the sukkah, but the sukkah is still a malam ichav. Why not? Because we understand that the person is not going to leave it there for the duration of sukkah, because it's going to get ruined, it's going to get stepped on, it's going to get wet, and so on. You have to know. I mean, we have all kinds of mats, right? Sometimes a mat is meant to be there, and that's part of the purpose. Like I say. So the Meiri discusses, you know, what kind of a mat are we talking about in the Bir Halacha? When you get this Halacha, they start talking about, maybe there are cases that you could say should be able to be viewed as now the part of the Karka. But Pashtus, we say no. Now, the person doesn't put Karmuksasus there that are things that are going to be functional and could be used. And try to imagine that would be there, and the halal sukkah starts from above that. No, he's not going to leave it there. Rashi says for kozayin, because it's going to get ruined, and therefore the sukkah remains pasul. That is how we start. Continues the Gemara. The afagav de batlinu. Here we have a shah in the girsa de batlinu laku of de batlinu. Even if you're mevatel it. Even if you mevatel it there, you nullify it there, it's still not going to change the halacha. It's still the sukkah shina is gemal meyesrim and it's pasul. Why? Mishum debatle daito it's a koladam. Because your bito doesn't count for anything, because normally a person would not want to be mevatel it, and therefore your bito is not going to count for anything. What exactly does it mean, bitla? Rashi says, "Bitlinu l'chol shiva." We'll have to see about that. Rashi talks about the amount of time that bitl is. Bit, but l'daito it's a kol adam. Be'en bitul bitl. But what exactly does bitl mean? So Rashi in Erevin adds a few words. where you'll see this over there as well, parallel sugya, in terms of the inyan of we'll see in coming up in Olos, the inyan of a bittul. Rashi's lashon over there is ibatle lehevya, va'amar lo shakilna le mechacha. So Rashi says, what is bittul? That you say, I'm not taking it away from here. In other words, bittul means it's staying here. Okay, for how long? That we'll have to see. Rashi says, Shiva, you want it, you're saying, I want to leave it there. That's called bittul. So what's the chiddush now? To the extent that you're mevatel it, so now you say, if you're mevatel it, it's not going to be taken, it's not going to be removed, again, for however long. So now, it's not the pshat that the mattresses or the pillows are in the halal hasukkah. No, the halal hasukkah is from on top of that. They become like karka, and the halal hasukkah is above that. And we say such a bitu, you know, and what's the bitu that I say I'm leaving it, I'm not taking it. So even though you said that, but it doesn't, it's meaningless, because stam a person would not want to leave it there. It's going to get ruined, and therefore it's as if you didn't say anything. And therefore, again, the sukkah remains pasul. Good. This is the case of kar muksasos, where, number one, lahavi mia just by itself, when you leave it there, and then even bittul doesn't change anything. Good. Continues the Gemara. What about the following? Change the object that you're using. And let's talk about bittul, no bittul. Teven ubitlo, havi miut. The koshkin offer ubitlo. Now we have two cases that will work when you're mevatel it. First case is teven. Now teven is something which typically you would use, especially he's going to say later, you use it for animal food. So with teven, if you're mevatel it, which mean again, taking the Rashi here in Erevin, in other words, Rashi said, that I'm not removing it. Rashi here says, ubitlo b'fiv l'shiva. Again, Rashi's point of it. Shiva, we'll have to see. But you say, I'm leaving it here. I'm not taking it away for the rest of Yantif, or for 7 days. That's by Tevin. And even more so, by Afar. Afar is dirt, so Afar bitlo certainly counts. And if that's what you do, and that's what you say, then the Chalal HaSukkah is measured from above the Tevin. There's no, that where the Tevin is, that spot is not viewed as Chalal HaSukkah. Right? You're closing that airspace. The airspace is now closed, and the Sukkah is viewed as Mishach up, down to above where the Tevin or the Ofer is. So we have the case that doesn't work, even with Bittul, and we have the cases that work with Bittul, Tevin, and that's the bigger Chiddush, and certainly Ofer. Okay. Continues the Gemara. What about this? Teven, the ein asid lefanoso. Case of Teven, we're not talking about bittul. We're talking about that ein asid lefanoso. You're not intending to clear it away. We know that. We know that you're not intending to clear it away. The afer stam. The case of afer stam means that we really don't know. It's unknown what your intention is. So in both of these cases, there was no bittul, except that by Tevin, there was no formal bittul, that is to say, Rashi says that the fiv l'shiva, there was nothing of that sort. But by Tevin, you know that you're not going to clear it, it's known, and by Ofer, it's unknown. In both of these cases, machlokes of Yosef Rabban. This would depend on the machlokes that we find in Olos, of Yosef Rabban. Now we're going to send us to a different application of apparently the same principle. By sukkah, what is the principle? You want to know whether you can remove the status of a halal, of an airspace, through putting something there. And to the extent that that thing has been so same, it's closed the airspace. So now the halal is defined by different dimensions than otherwise, because this is no longer part of the halal, the airspace. So now in these two cases, we're going to see the machok is going to play out in different inyan completely. What's this machok? Is it not? We have a Mishnah in Olos. Bayis shemil ahu teven otsroros ubitlo mevuto. What's the inyan over here? Here the inyan has to do with Tumas Nes, Tumas Ohel. The halacha is that if you have, let's say, Kezayis Min HaMes in an Ohel, so the halacha is it's Mitami Ba'ohel, right? That means that it spreads wherever that roof covers. Typically, that's the din of Tumas Ohel. However, it depends. What does that mean? It means everything under this roof, together with Kezayis Min HaMes, is Tame. What about something which is on the other side of the roof, outside? So with Pashtus, that's Mafsik, right? If it's Oel, if it's Dava, that's not Mekabel Tumah, then the material of the roof is Chotzis Bifnei HaTumah, and it doesn't go out and above the roof, right? That's in a typical case of Ohel. But Medivar Mamurim, if you have an ear space of a Tefach above the Tumah, if there's a Chalal Tefach above the Tumah, then what happens is the Tumah spreads to the side, whatever shears the same roof as the Tumah becomes Tameh, but whatever is outside of the roof, above the roof, is not Tameh. However, suppose the Chalal is not a Chalal Tefach above the Tumah. Let's say there's material, there's something right on top of the Tumah, and there isn't a Chalal Tefach. That is called Tumah Ritzutza. Ritzutza means crouching, like it's squashed. It means to say there is no Chalal Tefach above the Tumah. So then something else goes on. Instead of saying that the Tumah spreads to everything under the same roof, there's a different principle. That's called Tumah Ritzutza Bokas Va'ol. Anyone who's ever even learned, even Bekiyas, come to Mishnayis and Olos, knows what I'm referring to. Many cases that are repeated there. Tumah Ritzutza Bokas Va'ol. Bokas means what? It breaks through. In other words, so what's going to happen, instead of going off to the sides and staying contained within this Ohel, what's going to happen is it's going to go straight up and through the roof, right? So if you have something which is on the other side of the roof, but it's in the line of where the Tumah is, aligned with the Tumah, that becomes Tumah. So yeah, now you have to figure out what is the case. Is there a Chalal Tefach above the Tumah or not? So here you have interesting situations. You have Tumah, again, whatever it is, that's the Tumah, it's Mishnayis here and Olos also outlined for us. So we just say Kazayis Min HaMes is Mitameh. And you have over the Tumah, what? Tevin Otsvoros. Ubitlo. So now, bitlo means, you say I'm not removing it. Mevuto. If it's mevuto, means that it's viewed as, that there is no, that it's now, what's happening, it's closing the chalal. So here's the common theme between here and sukkah. By sukkah, we have ear space, we have halal in the sukkah, and we want to know whether that ear space is viewed as closed up, clogged. And here as well, if you have a case where you mevatel, tevin or tzvoros is like offer, so then mevuto, and therefore it's not called that there's an ohel of tefach above the tumah, in which case we will view this as not tumas ohel, but tumah ritzutza bokas va'olah. So mevuto. That's if you mevatel lehedya tevin otzoros. Bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. So from the Tanakhama, you see that it's only with bitl, and therefore the case that we just spoke about, if it's enasir fanosa or afestam, so that would not create a stima, a clogging of the oil space above the tumah. But that's what the Tanakhama holds. However, v'tanya lo, but we have on this of Raisa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tevin, Ve'in Asid Lufanoso. So he goes case by case. Tevin, and you are not going to clear it away. Again, you're not mevatel it. There's two levels. There's Bitlo and there's Ein Asid Lufanoso. According to Rashi, Bitlo means Pashupshan Rashi, Befiv. And again, Leshiva. We have to see what that means in Batuma, the parallel to that. So if you're not mevatel it, but you're just not going to clear it away, harehu ka'ofer stam, that is the same as ofer stam, where it's unknown, but the default would be there for ubatel. So the bitl is going to be chal, if you will, even though there was no feirush, explicit declaration about it, but that is considered to be that the space has been filled, and it's a stima. Continues Rav Yossi. Afar, the asid lefanoso, on the other hand, if you have afar, where you clearly have intention to clear it away, harehu kistam tevin velo bat. that be the equivalent halacha of stam teven. Stam teven would not be but. Stam teven, in other words, you need to have, for teven to be mevat, to be created, to be a bittel, it has to be a clear knowledge of enosik lefanoso. Again, you don't need bittel, but you don't need a bittel ahead of you, the thief. But you need enosik lefanoso, that it should be known. But stam teven doesn't do that for us, because typically teven could be something that you're going to use to feed the animals. Offer stam, says Rav Yossi, would be good enough. But offer that asad lefanoso, where you clearly want to take it away, that is the same thing as stam teven, and therefore below but. So what is Gemara trying to say back into the case that's a machokas? Teven, v'enasu lefanoso, and offer stam, that would be the machokas. According to the Tanakama, that would not create a bittel by sukkah, just like by tumas ohel. According to Rav Yossi, that would create a bittel. And therefore, by sukkah as well, just like Rabbi Yossi says by tumah, that the fact that the teven, you know, you're not going to remove it, and even offer stam has that same quality, because by default, offer is not going to be removed. So you don't have to know for sure in asad lefanoso. So as long as offer stam, as long as it wasn't a das that you're going to clear it away, then those two cases are enough to create a stima, a closing of the gap of the space. So therefore, by tumah, it would be viewed tumah ritzutza. And as far as sukkah is concerned, it would in fact successfully remove the problem of sukkah mal mechaf according to Rav Yossi. But keep in mind what we started with, kar muksasos lavi miut, afagav debat lindu, that's even according to who? According to Rav Yossi as well. The whole point of the machokas would be these two cases. Rashi's going to bring in the other case as well. In other words, offer v'ein asid lefanoso. But we have the case of teven v'ein asid lefanoso, and we have offer stam, machokas Rav Yossi d'Rabbanan. According to Rav Yossi, even without the mefurish of bittel, it's also batel. Obviously, we have to understand what's behind all this, what's the machokas. But the case that we began with, lo havi miut, according to anybody, even though the batlino batel daiti tzakorat. Okay, let's begin to see a little bit more about what's underneath all of this. You know, pardon the pun here. What's the underlying lumbus? What's going on here? The inyan by sukkah and by tumah. What are we trying to accomplish? And what is the machlokes of Yossi and the Rabbanan all about? And what is the nature of the bittul? How long? The chuli. Let's finish the Rashi's. Okay, so we'll start again. Tevenu bitlo, the second line. Tevenu bitlo. This is a case that works. Rashi is a defiv l'shiva. So you have to know how literally to take Rashi. Defiv pashtus means he had to verbalize it. Okay, l'chora Rashi is saying this because we want to distinguish teven ubitlo from the teven ve'wat. The enos lefanoso. What is the distinction? By enos lefanoso, it wasn't verbalized. In other words, you know in your mind that it's not going to be removed, and it's known, but it hasn't been verbalized. So Rashi words bito is bifiv. Okay, Pnei Yeshua is not so sure that Rashi has to be taken literally, but let's take Rashi at face value. Chor Rashi says bifiv. Rashi says in Ervin also, as we quoted, bitle lehedya v'omar lo shakil nerei mehacha. So this is the case that works, according to everybody, and Koshken offer. Now we have the cases that will be shani b'machlokas. Teven ve'ein asid lefanoso, says Rashi, v'lo yitzterech lefanoso koyim me'achak. In other words, you clearly would not need to clear it away for the duration, for the days of Sukkot. Pashtus means forever's left. I mean, Pashtus, we're talking in the beginning of Sukkot, before it starts, but Pashtus, if you're in the middle of Sukkot, and Shiva would mean the remaining days, right? Koyim me'achak, umiyu, lo bitlo mamesh b'fiv. Again, that's what makes this different. That's Rashi's mashma from the case of bitla. That's teven. Oh, afar nasan bo stam, and you do I must have no simla. So what about these two cases? So Rashi's up the Gemara, machokis of Yossi Rabbanan. Rashi throws in now a third case that's not spelled out in the Gemara. The Gemara spells out teven in us with anosan offer stam, that Rabbanan would say it's not going to be a bitla. Yossi says it is. Rashi says, and what else is it? Machokis v'chein afar the ain asil lefanosa. Yesh bo machlokes, meaning that what? That there's still going to be a shita that's going to hold what? That's not going to work. It was that that which the Chachamim say. That Tevin, that you're not going to remove, but you have not been mevatel, is not a stima, it's not a closure. That's not just true by Tevin. Right? You would say that even by Ofer, even though Ofer is more reason to think that it naturally should be a stima, you're not, you know, Ofer normally you don't remove. Tevin you take for the animals. Rashi wants you to understand that there's a third case that's also going to be a machokis of Yossi and the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold their own. If it's not Bito Befiv, then Bein B'Tevin, Bein B'Ofer. It's not going to work. It says Rashi, V'chein Ofer V'ein Asin Fanosi Yesh B'Machokes D'Batar Rav Yossi Mistama. Again, we'll have to see the words carefully. Batar is, it's going to be Batar Yossi even without any declaration. V'afilo Bito B'Fiv U'Rabban Alo Batar. Rabban say nothing doing. It has to be a Bito B'Fiv. Aye, so why does the Gemara only talk about Ofer Stam? It should say what? It should say even afar ve'inasu lefanosam for the chachamim. This is actually true. But how did not get afar stam mishum kochad Rav Yossi? Because we're trying to focus on the chiddush on Rav Yossi's end. You can choose one case of afar. Which one should you choose? So take the one that will give you the chiddush in Rav Yossi that it is considered a batel. So which is the chiddush? The even afar stam is going to be batel. Nevertheless, even if it's not known, Omar de Batel. That's true only by Ofer, though, Ofer Stam. Have a Tevin Stam would not be that way. Have a Tevin Royal Behemoth, Sakya Rashi emphasizes what you use Tevin for the animals, or also for fuel, Olatit, to make mortar. Hilkach Stame Lo Batel. Therefore, Tevin the Stam would not be Batel, Afilu Rav Yosef. Okay, so Rashi again is bringing in, Tov is going to say the same thing, that the point of the Machokis is going to be not just by Ofer Stam, but even Ofer Inosofanoso, the Chacham are not going to view that as sufficient. So we have to understand this Machokis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. And Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's not Bidlu B'Fib, it's going to be enough to be viewed as a stima. And it's true by Tevin Inosofanoso, it's true by Ofer Stam as well. The Chacham say no, if there was no Bitu Befiv, Behedya, then it's not going to work, not by Teva, not by Ofer, right? And even Ofer, Ve'ina Sufanoso, it's not going to be a Bitu. Let's see Rashi continues with the case in Olos. Hachi Gar Sinan. Bayis Shemil'uhu Teven Otsvoros, U'Bitlo. Explains Rashi. Linyan Olos Tnan. The tumah she, as we spoke out before, we read in the Rashi. The tumah she yeshla ohel chalal tefach. If you have a chalal tefach, a space, open space of a tefach above the tumah, eino bokas lemalu min agag. So it doesn't break through above the gag in the same line of the tumah. Again, what will happen instead? It will spread to the sides within the gag. That's what's going to happen instead. Avo tumah ritzutza. Meaning, she ain't a chalal tefach emena the gag shekinegda. There is no chalal tefach above it to the gag opposite, corresponding to the adler kia tame. Oh, shekin. I'm sorry. Gag ain't chalal tefach emena the gag shekinegda adler kia tame. In other words, straight up. Draw a line from the tumah straight up to the sky, even above whatever roofs there might be, is tame. That's called tumah ritzutza. The bokasvol it breaks through and goes straight up. Where does this halacha come from? Chen halacha l'moshe misinai. This is the klal of tumah ritzutza. Hilkach. Bayis sheyesh bo meis. Oh, kazayis min ha-meis. These are all what's mitame ba'ohel, or whatever way. Umil uhu teven otzvoros. And you fill the bayis with straw or with pebbles, like ofer. Ubitlo. So then havyon ritzutza. That's called tumah ritzutza because it's viewed as you don't have an ol above it of a tefach, a space of a tefach ubokas. Keywords in Rashi: ava lo bitlo. Suppose you are not mevatel it. This is not the Tanakama. Havi keman depanye v'yesh lo chalal. Here I think we begin to grab onto something in terms of a havana. So Rashi says, if there is no bittul, so the Tanna Kamma says, Havi kimanda panye. What's panye mean? As if you would have cleared it away. The yesh lo chalal. And therefore it's viewed as a chalal. What is the pshat here? Havi kimanda panye. You're not mevatel it, but it's enasid lefanosa. Rashi says it's kimanda panye. What is the idea in Rashi? Right now, it's taking up the space, right? What's the issue? It's taking up the space right now. But is it viewed as if the space is here, it's just being occupied just like I'm in the sukkah or whatever else might be in the airspace, it's in the airspace. Or it's not part of the airspace. So, kamanda panye means that just the fact that it's here now, it's just you're using the space. But it is part of the space that you're using. So for the Tanna Kamma, without having a bittul, it's just you're using the space. The space is occupied, but not in the sense that it's not part of the space. It's part of the space, but the space is there. It's halal. The halal is there. Just right now, something is in it. Oh, that's where Rashi's words are. Now, where's Rav Yossi come to differ? Teven, the Einar Sigla Fanos. So this is now Rabbi Yossi speaking. So Teven, where you're not going to remove it, Harehu Kistam Afar Ubatim. So it has the same Allah of Stam Afar. Upolig, says Rashi, Beinat Teven, Beinat Tzroros. So Rabbi Yossi's argument extends to both the case of Teven and the case of Afar, Tzroros. The Tzroros Hanu Afar. Now, the Kamar Tanna Kamma, the Tzorech Bittul. Now, if I step right now in Rashi and I ask you, so now that's Tanna Kamma, what does Rav Yossi hold? So, you could have said that the Machokis is, what do you need Bittul Befiv? The Tanna Kamma requires Bittul Befiv, and Rav Yossi says Bittul can be even belayed. Is that what Rashi is about to tell us in Rav Yossi? Look carefully. Tanna Kamma said, Sarach bitu, but Amalei Rav Yossi, Teven, im yodua, she'en yosu lufanoso, harehu batu me'elav. So what does Rashi say in Rav Yossi? It's not that the bitu is accomplished with the leg, with the thought. It's me'elav batu. In other words, for Rav Yossi, it's considered like you have already, the space is not, it's not part of the halal anymore. If you're not going to clear it away, then that space is now removed. It's not space anymore. It's part of the, part of the karka, if you will, or in this space, in the house. It's not halal. It's not an ohel on the mace. Utsvoros, afilu stoma, dilo yidir yasadu fanosa lo. I don't know what he's going to do. Mistoma bata. Elim ken yadu, unless it's known to us to fanosa. Because then, if you know for sure he's going to remove the dirt, da'i havik stam teven, that would be the equivalent of stam teven, where the offer is for sure going to be removed. That's the equivalent of teven where you don't know for sure one way or the other, but then the default would be that you're going to take the teven away, the low button. So what is Rabbi Yossi's position? If it is determined that what is placed there is going to remain, again, for the duration of whatever we'll have to define in a minute, if it's determined that that's going to remain, then the space is no longer space. That's, the space is filled. It's not just you're using the space. That's not the halal anymore. That's not a halal. That's not the halal. That's not the space anymore. Alma, the tevenu bitlo, afer bitlo. So what do you see from all this? Teven, where you're mevatelet. Afer, where you're mevatelet, kulo modu, the bottom. So all agree, then it works. That means it's the halal is closed. Teven stam, the offer of asilu fanoso, the koyam alobat. Ordinary teven, where it's not known what you're going to do, offer where it's clear that you're going to remove it, that's not going to work for anybody. For what else is not going to work? The case that we began with. What's that? Karmuk sasus. That's batludaito. Finally, the case of the machokes is teven. The Einar Sigla Fanoso, where you're clearly not going to remove it, the offer kayotzivo, and offer in a case like that, oh, a few offer stam, as Rashi pointed out before, machokes der Yosi bat. Okay, so we have like a rough sketch of what we have to deal with here. We have the case of Tumah, the case of Sukkah, so we'll see the case of Erevin. The case, the issue has to be, has to revolve around whether you can view something as a stima to the extent that the halal has now been, has disappeared, or the halal is here, but something's here temporarily, if you will. You're using the halal. This is Nogia Tumah, it's Nogia Sukkah. But now we have to look at the fine print. When you say bittul, what does it mean? Bittul means, Rashi says defiv, okay, take it at Rashi's face value. For how long? To say that, right, Tevin needs bittul according to everybody. Afra needs bittul for the Rabbana. Karmaksasos needs bittul for everybody. Bittul is defined as leaving there for how long? So Rashi consistently says what? So by Sukkah, right, Rashi tell us, what does bittul mean? How long?
7 days.
For the 7 days of Sukkot. But this is not a davar muskam. This is not everyone agreeing with Rashi. Rabbeinu Chananel, this is quoted by the Rashi, and the Rishonim as well, but the Chananel is right here on the Gemara, says the definition of bittul is, look at the Lashon here of the Rabbeinu Chananel, tevenu bitlo habi miut, Koshin offer bitlo, says Rabbeinu Chananel, kigon shehiskim. Interesting, he doesn't say bepeh, but kigon shehiskim shlo litlo misham la'ola. Clearly, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, bitlo is defined as indefinitely. I'm never taking it away. What?
It's like a skoma.
No, it's interesting, right? There's another diuk you notice. In Rabbeinu Chananel, he doesn't say b'fiv, right? Right. Now, it could be Rashi is lav dafka, but then you have to know what makes Rashi's case different by bittul from the case of Enosin, Lefanosin. But Rashi did say b'fiv, so again, so why should we doubt it right now? Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't say fiv, but he emphasizes l'olam. So we have to understand what is this machlokas all about. I have to see Raya's one way or the other. But within Rashi, there's something else to notice. On the one hand, Rashi is saying that bittul by Sukkah is sufficient if it's not la'olam. If as long as it's going to be for 7 days, that's called tevin o bitlo, for the 7 days of Sukkot. What's going to be after Sukkot doesn't concern us. It doesn't have to be that you have in mind it's going to remain there forever. Just for the 7 days of Sukkot. On the other hand, let's say you're having in mind, I'm not going to remove it for the next day. The next day. So, what would be according to Rashi? You want to say the Sukkah, the first day of Sukkot, and you know, and you say, I'm mevatelit for the next day. I have other Sukkahs to go to tomorrow, no problem. I just need a kosher Sukkah for the first day. So I want the Sukkah to be less than 20 amos. I'm mevatelit for the, I'll need it tomorrow, I'll take it tomorrow, but today I'm not taking it. What's the din? What do you see in Rashi? Won't work. In Rashi, it's sort of a middle ground here. It's not that you need bittul la'olam, but it's got to be the duration of Sukkot. We have to know, where did Rashi get that from? And what's the machokas Rashi in the Rach? Now, it could be Rashi had a hechrach to say that it couldn't just be for a day, for the immediate. We'll have to explain it, but what would be a raya? Bring me a raya. Maybe Rashi had felt it's muchach from this very Gemara. Kidegra has a right from Erevin. I want to get right from this Gemara itself. How did Rashi know that bittul for 1 day is no good? I hear the words, lukulu. Okay, we don't know if it goes there or not. It could have relevance, yeah. But getting a lukulu, you're saying, means you want to go with what? Kulu means for the circus. Okay. But we don't know if it goes there. I want you to bring me a right from not from the girsa, but from the din itself. Suppose 1 day would work. Go ahead, Rafi. Yeah.
Rashi describing why the cushion won't work.
Oh. What's the problem with the cushion? For 7 days, he's going to ruin it. But For the short term, you're putting it there, right? So obviously, for the short term, you're going to leave it there for whatever amount of time. So if you tell me that you can allow a bittul to be for something less than all sukkahs, so then what's the problem in the first case? I mean, you're putting it down for now, so let the bittul for now count as bittul. Let it be for 7 days. You're worried it's going to get ruined. For one day, the stomach, you can take your chances. You can be okay with it. Won't get that ruined. You wash it, whatever. For 7 days, forget it. It's not worth, you know. L'chaira, Rashi saw in the case itself that you can't tell me just 1 day is going to be good enough. Because why would karmic sasas not work? So where do we come out? So it comes out, you don't need bittul for seven, but you need bittul, you don't need bittul for olam, but you can't use bittul for 1 day. What's the havani? And where does the rach stand? What does the rach hold? No, bittul is forever. And Rashi says, no, you need it for sukkah. What's the parallel to this by tumah? Rashi didn't tell us. Here the Rishonim step in. What do you see in the Rishonim in this? What would be the definition of bittul in the case of tumah? So what did the Rishonim say? What does the Rabban bring? As long as the tumah is there. Again, this will be according to Rashi. According to Ben Chanano, it's going to mean the same thing as over here. It's got to be indefinite. So it's interesting. According to Rashi, it's a bittul kol zman shatumah sham. As long as the tumah is there, I don't want this. I'm not intending to take away the teva and the offer. That's called bittul. What will be afterwards, I'll take it away. According to Rabbi Chanano, the Rav Yod, that the Rush quotes, no, that's not bittul. Bittul means gola. How we magdi this in Rashi, this middle ground? For 1 day, not called bittul. For la'olam, you don't need. What do you need? You need for the duration of sukkahs or for the duration of the tumah. What would be the idea? What's the idea? What's the svara here? Manafshach. Like if you need bittul, should it be forever? Why is it only defined by the time of sukkahs? Yeah?
You could do bittul for just 1 day. You might have run into tassel and asoid problems.
This is a separate discussion that the Meir Ibn Yishuv bring up. It's not a good question. After everything, we'll come back maybe to that. There's a question there. There's a question on Rava. The reasons of Suleiman Michav, how does that fit into all this? That's when also the Meir raises your question. But how does Bittul L'Hashim, how is that going to solve the problem? It's a kasha, you have to answer it. But I want to know what's this middle ground in Rashi? Yes, Daniel.
I think sukkah station shows
yamim. Okay, so sukkah is relevant. This halacha is relevant for sukkahs. Good.
If it doesn't change the halacha, it changes for 7 days.
Okay, you're onto something. Okay, I hear you. Okay, good. Let's hear from more people. Yeah. You put it down there for 1 day. What's the problem? The problem is this halal malam yesterday. There's still a space of malam yesterday. I right now am putting it here and I'm not taking it away for the next day. So why don't I say right now I have only halal of 19? So there's really two things to think about in Rashi. In when you talk about bittul, you can say, what does bittul mean? And then, what does bittul accomplish? For the Rabbeinu Chananel, bittul means la'olam. Not, I'm not taking away 4x amount of time. I'm not taking it away. It's staying there. As far as I'm concerned, I'm leaving it there. For Rashi, that need not be the case. It doesn't have to be that I'm keeping there forever. But suppose I'm only mevatel it for now. And sukkis is about 7 days, right? So I want to know, does this sukkah have a halal of 20 or not? So I put something down on the floor, I put teven there, and I say, for the next day, I'm not removing it. How much halal does this sukkah have? What do you want the bittul to accomplish? To say that now I only have an ear space of 19. But the answer is you can't say that. Because Sukkos is about sukkah for the duration of Sukkos. Right now, there's something on the ground that for next day I'm not going to take it away. But I know, and you know, that tomorrow I'm going to take it away. So then you can't tell me that even today I only have a halal of 19 in the sukkah. Because since your very das is only limited to leaving it there for one day, so by virtue of what you put it there, right now you still have the awareness that it's going to be removed tomorrow. So then what's there right now is just taking up space of the sukkah, not eliminating the space of the sukkah. That was given what's going to be tomorrow. Tomorrow is sukkahs. So it's a halal of esrin, not a halal of your test in the sukkah. It's just that. Something is sitting in that halal, just like I'm sitting in the sukkah. I'm not removing the space of the sukkah. I'm in the halal of the sukkah. So when you have something which is only been this quote-unquote bimavata for one day, which means that from the sukkah's perspective, it's going to be gone tomorrow. So just wait another day. You see, it's not here. So obviously, the halal is still esrin. You can't, in other words, the problem of the bita for one day is not so much in the ability to nivato for a short time. In the Rabbeinu Hananel, I see a fundamental principle. And this is other Rishonim who go with the Rabbeinu Hananel, that bita means by definition, I am not removing it, period. For Rashi, that's not correct. You can talk about bitul from the perspective of for a certain amount of time. That's not indefinitely. But if it's not going to encompass the whole arena in which we are dealing with in halacha, in this case by sukkah, then the bitul hasn't done anything. What does bitul have to do? Bitul has to create the reality that there is no longer the halal esrin here. But if we know that tomorrow, which is still Sukkot, that is going to be, space is going to be available. It's going to be there. There's going to be a halal. Then even now, having that thing there that I said, I'm not taking away for the next 24 hours. All that means is I'm using that space. Like I'm using the space when I sit in the Sukkot. Because the Sukkot still has the halal essence to it. Because, after all, tomorrow is still Sukkot. I, after Sukkot, what if I'm about to for 7 days? I, after Sukkot, it's going to be removed. Who cares? The sukkah is going to be taken down also. It's not relevant. When I'm mevatel it for 7 days, so knowing that after sukkah it's going to be taken away is not going to change the fact that from the sukkah's perspective, I don't have halal esrim in the sukkah. Because I'm mevatel it for sukkah for the 7 days. So what's going to be after sukkah is not shaykh to the question of right now. The question here and now is, does the sukkah have halal esrim? So the bitul can be, for the Rabbeinu Hananel, you can't have a reality called bitul if it's not bitul olam. You can't even start the ball rolling to create the notion called bitul if it's not bitul by definition indefinitely. For Rashi, that's not correct. You can have bitul for whoever amount of time. But if it's the amount of time doesn't completely cover the duration of Sukkot, then I haven't been able to create the elimination of the halal sukkah, because the halal sukkah, I still see the halal sukkah in front of me. Just because it's filled right now, that's no different than using any space in the sukkah, but the space is there. A second. Carrying it over to Tumah. How would this play out by Tumah? Same thing. In other words, for the Rabbeinu Hananel, Tumah is the same thing as sukkah. You have to mevatel it forever. Otherwise, I have an old hefach over the tumor. If not mevatel it forever, then it's not tumor ritzitza. For Rashi, what is sufficient? Koz mancha tumasham. That's our discussion. Koz mancha tumasham. You want it to be there, so that's called bitul. But let's say I mevatel it only for 2 days, and the tumor is going to be there for maybe who knows how long. So then, given the fact that it can be removed at a time when the tumah is still here, so then I haven't done anything. It's sitting in the airspace, but the airspace is still airspace. The question is getting used to the terminology, but the chur, that seems to be Rashi's Rashi Shita in Svara. Again, where's Bittul Chananel stand on this? He says you can't have Bittul if it's not Bittul Olam. Rashi, you could, but you can't. If you have it anything less than the framework of the halacha that we're dealing with, then you haven't accomplished anything. It hasn't changed the reality that Bittul is supposed to change, the halachic reality in terms of how you view the stima that you created. The stima has to create the sense that you don't have halal anymore. But if it's going to still be here when the tumah is here, or it's still going to be, the halal is still going to be here when the sukkah is still here, then I haven't been able to even, in the here and now, I haven't been able to close that gap, to say that I have no halal here. Of course I do. Wait another day, you'll see, it'll be visible again. Questions? Avram, maybe? No? Yeah, Neil.
If one put down cushions...
What?
If one put down cushions on Hoshana Rabbah, according to Rashi,
It's a good shaila. I had this question. I haven't been able to find a gili on it. What would you say? In other words, does it shiva or is it for whatever's left in sukkahs? Based on how I'm explaining now, what would you think?
Whatever's left in sukkahs.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. You have to know. It could be the other drachim and Rashi, and then maybe the halacha would be different. Pashtus, the way we're explaining it, it's about whatever's left in sukkahs. It's not about shiva per se, but typically we're talking about before sukkah starts. And you're going to have the one sukkah for all sukkahs. That's a pashtus shot, it would seem to me, based on how we're explaining it. Again, our case is not that way. Our case is beginning of sukkahs. Yeah.
Where do we see that Rashi holds that if the bittul was only for 7 days, it would be a good bittul?
Rashi says, Tevin ubitul b'fig v'shiva. Second line.
Where?
Second line, Rashi. Tevin ubitul b'fig v'shiva. Same thing in the beginning. We'll have a mirch in sop on yachshom kozai.
How can one do bittul if it's only for 7 days?
Like meaning, basically, you're not going to remove it. You know, or you say, you're not going to remove it for 7 days, for the rest, for the whole sukkah.
I don't remember exactly. Wasn't there like a thing in Pesachim that came up that if you only do bittul for the 7 days of Pesach on the chametz, then it wouldn't work?
I don't think we're talking about the same bittul as chametz. I would say it's not the same bittul. The pashtus is not. I mean, there's a merik maybe that says something of a comparison. Chur, it's a different. This halacha bittul is not. In other words, let me give you an example. Is the pshat, the way we're explaining it, is the pshat in this bittul that I'm making it like afra da'ara? I'm making this into karka? If that's how you understand it, that's not how I was master. I'm not saying you can learn that way if you wish. I mean, No, that doesn't mean that you're being, that the bittul means, no. Rashi's telling you, Rashi's giving you the case. Rashi's not giving you the lumpus here. Rashi's simply telling me the case. That doesn't mean that what bittul means is I'm making it ka'afa da'ara, I'm making it karka. What I would say is for the opposite. In other words, what I'm doing is I am being mevatel means I'm saying that I want this to stay in this space and occupy this space for however long. If it's called a bittul, then the mela becomes like the karka. And the mela, the halal is mela has been misma'et. Not that what I'm doing in the bittul is making it karka, making it afadara. I mean, that would be more like a Pesach. And I'm being mevatel it. And there are maybe ways to learn, similar to that. Like, you're making it part of the karka. The way that we're explaining it is a different, the opposite. It becomes like karka because mevatel it to where it is, to take up that space, so that space is now closed. If that space is viewed as sustum and closed and it's a stima, then obviously that the karka has been raised. Not that I made a karka. Not that I'm making it into karka. That would be like Pesach. Mevatel miglaf da'ara. It's not that. It's the intention or the declaration that it should remain has now closed the space, and the space is viewed as closed, and no longer do I have halal of X, I have halal of X minus the space where I put the thing that I'm mevatel. Therefore, that becomes now part of the karka. That could be a secondary derivative of it. But not that I'm making it into karka. Which, again, separates this from like we have a Pesach. It's a different type of idea, bittul. But again, that would be a good way to bring it out. You know, if you would more compared to Pesach, it's like I'm making it. There is a lashon of the Meiri, maybe, that sounds like that. You're making like karka, I agree. If you need real careful, find the Meiri a little bit. Maybe you get that mashmos. In Rashi, I don't see an indication that's what it is. Nosen ber karka isa just means that that's what you're mitzias. Like, the other case I'll have after this is where the roof comes down, with hutzin. So that's a different way of being mimayit the chala. Here it's coming from the bottom. Yes.
According to Rabbeinu Hanano, it says bittul is forever. How can you almost take the case seriously by Toma? Why would you leave the Toma under there? It's not a good idea to have the Toma there. It's disgusting. You want the one in your house.
No, but this thing, as far, no, but as far, yeah, okay, but as far as you're concerned, this thing that you're putting, it's tavern throws, is, you know, I don't need it anymore. That's it. Tumah's going to come out, but as far as you're concerned, you don't need the tavern anymore. You're leaving it there. Yeah.
I just don't understand one more time about the, when we say to be mabatal something in general, mean you're mabatal something to something else, right? Like there's something there. There are two entities or whatever, and you want, and you're making one.
You're assuming you're means you're saying you're attaching it to something else.
Like I'm thinking, not this is exactly the same issue, but just in terms of the Lashonos and what we use it by sometimes, like Bittul Baro, for example.
Right.
Right, it's key, like it becomes
takes
the
robe.
It's not that it maintains its status, it actually
depends on what type of bittul you have. It's Biyavish Ach Belach and then all the lumbis that
right,
comes with it. Yeah, not always is that way. It's not that Isinef Akaheter, that's sometimes what goes on, but not every. That's all the lumbis of the bittul of your idea. Sometimes that is what happens, sometimes it's not that what happens.
So what that is it? Takes like on, what happens when you're Mevatel? Like it just as if
it loses its identity, or it becomes subsumed sort of under like, you know, something else. Yeah, you might say it loses its identity, but doesn't mean it's changed, you know. Look, I don't know how much you can deal with the semantics here, but Bittul just means, could just mean on a simple level, you just don't, you know, you're leaving it. You're Mevatel it. You're like nullifying it. I don't need it. I want to leave it here. I'm not going to clear it away. Maybe just simply the type. So it's a borrowed word. It doesn't have to take on the lumdus of bittul and the associations. But that means I'm just, you know, I'm leaving it here. I'm not going to, I'm telling you, I'm not taking it for however long. You know. I don't know if it has to conform in the same way to the associations that you're thinking of. I don't know. I mean, if you were to say I'm making like karka, then yes, I'm making like the karka. Yeah.
I don't know why I'm... Even if you don't want to say making like karka, I'm just trying to understand, well, if you're not making it like karka, then what is happening?
What's happening is that the space has been closed. The space that we otherwise would say exists here, the ohel tefach over the mace, in the case of tuma, is no longer viewed as an ohel of a tefach. It's now tuma b'tzutza. That space has now been eliminated. In the case of sukkah, it's not a halal chesem anymore.
I mean, again, it says if you built, you added to the structure. I mean, it could be like,
yeah,
you
but
build
not
a
not that you will, not that you added. It's that once there is that das and that declaration that it should remain, it's mimela added, because now that the space has now been taken up, and that thing that's taking up the space is now viewed as eliminating the space, so obviously you have a new ground now. Okay, but not that you made it into the new ground. That's what Mimela follows from that. Yeah. So again, what is Bittul to begin with? That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rach. What we're adding is, why does Rashi hold that Yom Echad is no good? Because if Sukkot is defined by 7 days, and knowing that tomorrow or a later day of Sukkot, it's going to get removed, then that change has not happened. Then I still see space here. I just see space that's being used, as opposed to space that has disappeared. The space has not disappeared. The space is being used. It's being occupied temporarily, just because I'm leaving it for a day. But Sukkot is still tomorrow and the next day. And the next day we know it's going away. So then the space is still here. Nothing has changed conceptually in that space. It's just that you have something sitting in the space. It's like a picadon. You left something there. The fact that you are not taking it for the next day is irrelevant. Sukkot is for the rest of Sukkot. So 2x2. Yeah.
Is Well, we say for Rashi, like we need it for death in 7 days. And we say, because the idea of like, it's the next day, that's it, whatever. And we extended it to Tumah.
Tumah, yeah.
But can't we say like a very, there's a chilik between Sukkah and Tumah, because Sukkot is a confined amount of time of 7 days, so the next day after.
True, we know what it is. Tumah, it's
unlimited. Tumah, it's unlimited.
It's true.
How
true.
Both can we say?
It's true, but the halacha framework is, we have to define it in terms of the halacha that we're dealing with. Notice, do I have an ohel tefach over the tumah or not? So if the bittul has not directly spoken and addressed the duration of time of the tumah, then nothing has changed. I have an ohel tefach. Unless there's an explicit declaration of intent to remain there for the time of the tumah, then from the halachic framework of tumas ohel, it can't be called tumah ritzutza. Because if it's not nisbatel for the period that's going to include kozma shatumah sham, then it just means that there's something sitting there, but the space is still there. Space is being used. To say that the space has been eliminated, the bittul has to speak to the entire duration of time. So it is a parallel. Again, we're going to see two other examples. Again, when you begin to get more into the sugya next time, you have to look at the case in Erevin. We have Choretz Akasha on the Rach. That's what the Rush brings as the Raya against the Rach. There is a Choretz one-day issue, because it's to do with the two Chaseros. And then there's one other example that we'll see in the Ritva that's going to bring in the case in Bava Basra, in L'Yachbar. L'Choretz, again, we'll have to see what's going on over there with the Tumah, the window between two rooms, also by Tumah. And there, many Rishonim say there has to be a Bittul Olam, Rakik. Whether it's a night bachalon or not, the chon has to be paseach tefach, and if something is put into that window, so how long does it have to be there in your mind for the window not to be viewed as having a tefach space? So again, you have to know if the issues line up or not. From these two cases, we have the machokas Rashi and the Rach, and we'll soon see the Ran and the Rashi with more details about it. Yeah, Rafi. Yeah.
Just the concept of bittul in general. When we're talking about sukkah, after 7 days, you're supposed to take off your sukkah. You're supposed to make it possible.
Right.
So there's nothing for it to be mivatel to anymore. Even if like you want to mivatel for
olam,
it's
right.
Not part of your sukkah.
Well,
there's no sukkah.
But yeah, but there. You know you're gonna. Let's say. Let me again.
Yeah.
So let's say your sukkah is gonna. You know you're not taking your sukkah down for another week after sukkah. But you know you're going to take this tevin away on Isvachat.
Same, exactly.
La'olam just means, as far as I'm concerned, indefinitely. Obviously, if there's no sukkah, so like, it can still sit there in the space. Okay. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to take it afterwards. But as far as you're concerned, there is no intention of taking it back at any particular point. No, the Rach says Rachos you need la'olam. As far as you're concerned, you don't have. There's no point in time that you know you're going to take it.
I mean, maybe that's why Rashi doesn't care, because it's no different. Like going 7 days, regardless or not.
Okay, but again, you have to know where does that translate to tumah. That's where I want to see the Ran. But the Ran together, we'll see the Ran inside. The Ran is going to make that parallel. Let's maybe start the Ran a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see the Ran. Tevin ubitlo, tavi miut, small piece. The coast can offer ubitlo, that's the cases at work. Says the Ran, Ika manda amar de bitl olam be'inan. This is the Rush quote from the Rav and Abi Ezri, Rav Yah. Says the Ran, would be di mistavra, I think that you don't need la'olam. The bebitl is shiva sagi. Now, what's his raya? The Ran has a raya. Midyam rinan hacha bikar muksasos, the first case that we started with. Batla daito eitzo koladam, that even if you're mevatel, it doesn't count, because people don't abandon kar muksasos. It's going to get dirty, Rashi says. We'll see he has a different point, not because of dirty. Batla is going to, the ilu b'masisim da'olos chazina. He quotes the Mishnah Olos that we'll see that Tosus tells us the Girsa that the Gemara did not quote, but that should be the Girsa, Ugabi Tumah, the Kri Shel Tvua Mahani Bittul. Now, the Girsa that, see when Tosus quotes Alos also, the Girsa that the Gemara did not mention, but that should have been quoted if you wanted to quote it exactly as it states there, is example of Krishal Tvua. So, says the Ran, Krishal Tvua, what Shaykh Bitul La'olam there? For sure you're going to have to eat it. At some point, you're going to want to eat it. The Bitul La'olam, but you know, name about the Daitar Tzkoladam. So, just because you want to leave it there forever, but obviously, people would for sure at some point want to have it available for food. It's grain, you're going to process it, you're going to use it for food. So how could you say that bitul works by krishal tefur? Elevade bitul shiva sagi. Now, when we get to the Ritva, keep this right in mind. The Ritva has to therefore reinterpret the case of the Mishnah about krishal tefur, because the Ritva is of the opinion like the Rach, that bitul means bitul la'olam, and therefore he has to somehow work it out that at the end of the day, krishal tefur, you're not going to be mevatel it, because you're not going to, it needs bitul and you can't have it. Because in a chinami, people eventually going to want to have it available to them. The Ran assumes that, of course, bitul works. How can it work? The answer is, I can live without the krishal tefur for 7 days. Or, kosman she tumah sham, as the case may be, the case of olos. Ugein tumah, kosman she tumah sham. Umishim hachi, says the Ran, b'karim bat l'dayta yitzel kol adam. Why? Here's a different spot in Rashi. She'en adam asri levatlan shiva. El mishtamesh bahen tadir. Masha'ekin b'krish asid lamod zman she'en adam mezizel klal. What is the Ran saying? The difference between the case of krishal tefur where bitul works and the case of karm k'sasus by sukkah that doesn't work? For the Ran, it's a question of whether you can manage for a week's time without it. So by karma k'sasus, you need it sooner or later. Not that way Rashi puts it, because of the damage and it's going to get ruined. The Ran says because people need it. They need it. It's something that they need to have. So therefore, you can't manage for a week without it. According to Mashenka, in the case of krishal tefur, you can manage for a week. This is interesting. What about the, you have to go back to the case that we discussed earlier. If it's the middle of Sukkot, so what would you say now, according to the Ran? If it's only a question of a day, and it's the middle of Sukkot, so maybe if it's only a question of getting till the end of Sukkot, maybe that should change. Let's look at the Rush. The Rush also quotes this Machlokas, Simon Bays. Hasek Vol, Miasim Volamata, Miata Bakarma Ksasas Rabbi Miut, Afa Pidu Batrinu, Abagav Deklinu, Batu Dagas Kalada. Tevenu Bitlo, Havi Miut, Koshkindu Afro Bitlo. That's the case, it does work. Tevin Stam, Vafra Basil Pandoso, Kuyamo, Goavi Bitlo. He goes right away to the case that doesn't work. Tevin beinasu panosa lafastam pulte derbisi rabbanan rabban lo batu abiosi batu alacha kirabbanan. Fine. Kol bitul deshmaitin pirish Rashi gezayin hayom, meaning by sukkah. The rach rabbeinu avir ezri hirshu ad olam. So we have to see now. The Rash is going to send us to the next sugya that we have to look at. The Nira Kepirish Rashi, the Bitul Dacha Kozman Mitzvah Sukkah. Kozman Mitzvah Sukkah, here he puts it in terms of Kozman Mitzvah Sukkah, not Zion, but Kozman Mitzvah Sukkah. Dumya, what?
Including Shmiya.
I don't know. Dumya, the Miut, the Kosa Vacharitz, Shebein Beis Chatzeros, Perk Chalom. Here he brings us to the other Gemara. One of the other Gemaras, this comes up again. We'll see it more carefully maybe next year. The Lobai Bitul Ela Ba'osa Shabbos. There, the Bitul issue in terms of viewing it as unifying the two Chatzeros to be able to have a joint Erev Chatzeros. You have a dividing Charitz, which is deep enough to be viewed as separating the two Chatzeros, in which case they should have to make separate Erev Chatzeros. But then you close it up with something, and the question is the nature of the Bitul, to the extent that now it can be viewed as that it's no longer a separation. And there the issue seems to be a one-day issue. The low boy bit oba osa shabbos. The kama hasam the dabash eno nito bishabbos mimayit, and the dabah hanito eno mimayit. Something which can be moved on Shabbos is not, is mimayit. Something which could be moved is not mimayit. So what do you see? It's totally in what? in the framework that we're discussing. This works with, this is going to be a parallel to the Kozman Shatum Hashem. What's the halachic relevance of the bittul in that case? You saw them, you saw the Gemara. What is the halachic relevance in terms of whether you can have one erev or two erev chaseres? So this is negia Shabbos, not negia anything except that. After Shabbos, not negia anything. You could do what you want. So l'chayra there, you have a raya that bittul is, that bittul is what? Can be Shiva by Sukkah over there for one day. Yeah, you have to know what the Rahu answer, the Pnei Yeshua discusses, is maybe that's a machokis in the Gemara there, different Amorayim, so that's only one Amora. According to other Amorayim, we can assume bittul is with Shiva. Okay, we have to get into this Indian much more, you know, especially the Ritva is very important in this Indian. Try to make sure you get into the Ritva. A lot of interesting Yanim that will come out of this. Okay, we'll do a little bit on the Parsha.